The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning.
Good morning. It's Thursday, the 27th of February. I'm John Duggan and this is the OTB Brief, the one-stop shop for your sports news every day. It's advantage Manchester City in their Champions League last 16 tie with Real Madrid. They return to the Etihad Stadium in 3 weeks' time with a 2-1 first leg lead over the 13-time winners of the competition. A second half header from Gabriel Jesus and a Kevin De Bruyne penalty turned the game in City's favour after Real took the lead through Isco. Real captain Sergio Ramos was shown a late red card in last night's game as well. City boss Pep Guardiola says there's still work to be done to qualify for the next round.
Today we're happy, but as close will be the second leg, we'll start to be worried, and still it's not over. There's one team in the world like can overcome everything. Is this club, for the experience, for the history, for everything, but for our people, hopefully we can do good performance and go through.
It was a bad night for Juventus, who went down 1-0 away to Lyon. Manchester United, Arsenal, Wolves and Celtic are all hoping to join Rangers in the Europa League last 16 this evening. Wolves are almost certainly through without kicking a ball. They take a 4-0 advantage into the second leg of their tie with Espanyol. Manchester United and Bruges are tied at a goal apiece ahead of tonight's second leg at Old Trafford. Red Devils manager Ole Gunnar Solskjaer says there's always an element of uncertainty in a knockout tie.
In a cup competition, you never know. It might be a bad day, you meet someone. So we just take one game at a time, hopefully take as many points as we can in the league. But as you say, as I said in the cup, you can't predict. You can't just rely on we'll win this.
Arsenal entertain Olympiakos, holding a 1-0 first leg lead over their Greek guests. Celtic and Copenhagen are tied at 1-1 with tonight's second leg at Parkhead. Leeds United have closed the gap on Championship leaders West Brom to 4 points with a 1-0 victory at Middlesbrough last night. Alexander Mitrovic made up for a missed penalty with an injury time winner for Fulham. They beat Swansea 1-0 to move up to third in the table. In rugby, Six Nations and IRFU officials are holding further discussions as to when to hold the postponed Ireland v Italy match, which was called off yesterday due to the threat of the coronavirus. Meanwhile, Ronan O'Gara says the captaincy does not suit Ireland out half Johnny Sexton. The La Rochelle head coach says Sexton's position dictates he would have an on-field leadership role regardless. O'Gara spoke to Joe Malloy on Wednesday Night Rugby.
The Latin has played with the captaincy. I wasn't a fan of it day one. I think what he has brought to the jersey and to the position, absolutely a huge honour and fully entitled to have that on his CV. But for me, a captain or a team is better suited with another leader as your captain as opposed to the number 10, because he's the on-field leader anyway. Everything strategically goes through him. Everything in terms of the tempo and the vibe on the pitch is through him. You just sometimes, for his own good, you need to take that away from him, I would feel.
Jarlath Burns is hoping to be elected president of the GAA at the annual Congress in Dublin on Friday night. The former Armagh footballer spoke to OTB Sports Radio last night. He says he wants a good relationship between GAA stakeholders around the country and the Gaelic Players Association.
Operationally, the GAA are excellent. You know, my son as a player will testify to that. My daughter is engaged to Dee O'Keefe, who's the Wexford hurler, and they have been excellent with Dee as well, putting them on all sorts of courses with regard to professional development, doing the thing that we expected them to do. Strategically, it has been a problem in the sense that you have this highly professional operation operating out of the GPA, butting up against, let's say, old-style chairs of county boards who feel that they're almost being bullied by the demands of the GPA and by the previous deal that was done. And I think that the answer to that probably lies in, you know, the president of the GAA, John Horan, has created this culture of meeting the county chairs. They're the people who are driving the association in the counties, and they're the people with all of the expertise. They understand what's going on. And when I met Paul Flynn, I said, Paul, you definitely have an image problem amongst the GAA. I mean, the GPA are hated, detested in the counties by all the volunteers. And I don't like that image that they have. It's not good for the association. And my advice to the GPA was, you go out and you go to attend the next meeting of county chairs and you talk to them about the work that you do and explain to them the work that you do and try and get a situation where we're all working in partnership, because I don't agree with the politics of the bogeyman. That's populism. So you blame, you know, it's too easy to blame somebody and say, that person's to blame, that organisation's to blame, so if we get rid of them, eradicate them and all, that's populism. Life is far more complex than that, Joe, and we all need to work in partnership. We have devolved one of our values of player welfare to the GPA. We should work with them a wee bit better in order to try and get them to achieve that.
Austin Stack Park in Tralee will host next week's Air Grid Munster Under-20 football final. Kerry booked their place in the provincial decider with a 14-7 win over Limerick and Rathkeel. Cork were 1-12-2-7 victors over Clare in Milltown Melbay. In darts, the Premier League plays its now annual visit to Dublin's Three Arena tonight. Limerick's William O'Connor is this week's challenge player. He goes up against 5-in-a-row chasing Michael Van Gerwen. Elsewhere, Derry's Daryl Gurney takes on Michael Smith, with current leader Glenn Durant opening up proceedings against Nathan Aspinall. There's a 7-race card at Clonmel this afternoon, the first off there at 2. OTBAM is underway from 7:30 on OTB Sports Radio this morning, and we'll be speaking to Brian O'Driscoll, Kieran Donaghy and Kenny Cunningham. Coming up on OTB Sports Radio tonight, we'll be speaking to the Tipperary hurling legend Michael Babbs-Keating, and John Giles will join us for Thursday night football. You can listen on the Go Loud app or on offtheball.com. That's your OTB brief for this morning. I'm John Duggan. We'll be back tomorrow morning from 7 a.m.
The OTB Brief. Everything you need to know about sport every morning. Tune in 24/7 to OTB Sports Radio on the Go Loud app.